Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. For those of you that have paid any attention to anything I've done lately, you know the writing is on the wall for me. In order for me to see my sight, to acquire my sight really fast, I prefer a red dot. The big dots work pretty good, but even with a red dot, I put big dots on there as the co-witness. And to that end, you know, the red dot sight implementation, putting it on the gun and everything, that's sort of a specialized tasking. And joining me now for the first time is a sponsor of the show that specializes in just this. Although he does other things as well, but joining us now from CNH Precision is Buck Holly. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. I'm trying to get people to understand why I do certain things, whether they do them or not. But anyway, CNH Precision. Now, you came to my attention. I called Fisher one time, and I was like, hey, man, I'm having all kinds of trouble getting this to fit on my Staccato. And then he arranged for you and I to have the way I met Buck Holly was we did a phone call where he said, now hold this up. Never once did he call me idiot, which I'm sure that was lurking underneath. And he talked me through it, and I got the red dot sight installed on the Staccato. But you specialize not only in telling people how to do it, you also have to, apparently, you overcome certain gun companies with some of their stuff, that, like when they engineer these plates and everything. You've made a speciality out of making it easier for the end user to get that red dot on top of the gun, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we've made it easier. We've made it a whole lot. Our life mission of our company now is making sure that the red dot, once you apply it to your slide, it never comes off and becomes a small little missile and hits you in the forehead. So what we've seen, and the problem that you have alluded to, is that it seems that as we have progressed into the red dot revolution, which started technically about 6 or 7 years ago, is that applying a red dot to a slide was assigned to the new engineer or the rookie or the intern, like, yeah, we're going to put a cut on the top of this slide, but let's give the mounting bracket to the new guy, because it's, how hard could that be? And apparently our singular focus in life now is fixing or making sure that that mounting solution is mil-spec as best as it can be, and it's no small feat. God bless the big companies for handing this job to the intern and giving us the ability to fix it. So it's been a pleasure, a blessing and a curse all in one.
Well, and I'll use this example. I had a gun that was optics ready. The OWS system from Glock. And I sent the gun to Taron Butler to get it built. And he sent it back to me, and it still had the, you know. So I tried the Optics Ready plate selection, and of course they were completely fouled up. And then I ordered the plate from CNH Precision that goes on top of this for this application, for this optic, and it's still sitting there today. It is it's perfect, and I mean the height is perfect. The where it sits is perfect. The way it went on was perfect. Let's talk a little bit about you talking about them becoming a missile. How much stress when you mount something like that on top of a pistol slide do those things, how many G's do they endure when that gun is running fast?
Well, I have the actual data, but I've due to NDAs and such, I can't give away the exact numbers. But let's just say that, you know, a car driving 60 miles an hour hitting a brick wall, you're gonna see 4 or 5 G's there.
Right.
You can safely multiply that by 4 or 5. So the cyclic rate, let's take a Glock 19 or a Glock 17, which has a cyclic rate of, which is essentially the same as a Glock 18, a full auto. They fire 18 or 19 rounds per second. So it's one thing to survive the G forces one time. But if you can cycle that slide, you know, some of these pro shooters can rip off one shot every 0.15 seconds. You know, they can get 4 or 5 rounds off per second. It's just that sustained recoil and those G forces over a long period of time, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15,000 rounds. It's a lot of stress, and what people, the phenomenon that people don't seem to understand, if you go all the way back to the founders of, you know, the brilliant dude who invented the 1911, and even before that, how many screws are in your Glock? Count how many screws are in your M&P? Count how many screws are in any gun. And the number is very few, if any, because screws aren't good in a high G, high recoil environment. They tend to vibrate loose. This is why pistols have roll pins and, you know, they have locking mechanisms that don't rely on threads. So screws is a relatively new thing to firearms, except for like the 1911 where they have, you know, 4 screws that hold the grip panels on. But screws has not been a thing in firearms or in pistols for a very long time for very specific reasons. They come loose. So now when you put a red dot on a slide, you need at least 2 screws to hold a red dot to the slide. And if you're mounting it to something like a Glock or a Walther or a SIG, you might need 2 screws to hold the plate down, and you might need another 2 screws to hold the optics of the plate. So the opportunities for failure get exponentially higher the more screws. And a great story, just this weekend, I'm driving to the airport from New Mexico, where I shot the Precision Rifle Series finale.
I tell you what, hang on to that story if you will. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear about the precision rifle shooting too, because Buck is a shooter with a pedigree when it comes to something like that. The website is chpws.com. He has developed a few products to make your shooting easier. He does the best job of mounting a red dot on your pistol slide if it's never been carved out or if it has been carved out. When he carves them out himself, it actually looks like it was born there. It looks like some sort of sorcery. CHPWS.com. We'll be right back talking to Buck Holly. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Buck Holly. He is the creative mind behind CNH Precision Weapons System, CHPWS.com. And he was telling us a story. We had led into this talking about the shock a optic goes through banging back and forth over and over again in the cycle of a pistol. Please pick that up, sir.
So I was driving to the airport this past weekend from New Mexico to Denver to fly home after the Precision Rifle Series finale of 2021, and I get a text message from a French, and forgive me, a French, it's the equivalent of the SAS, like the top tier French super special forces dude. His name is Johan. I met him at a an international MAGPOL event where I was an instructor for precision rifle, and he's very proficient with pistols, and I was teaching him some long gun stuff. And he calls me, and he goes, "Hey, you got a quick second for a video chat?" I'm like, "Sure, hit me up." So up pops his face, and he is bleeding profusely from the forehead.
Oh my.
I'm like, "Oh, my goodness, what happened to you? Did you get in the fight?" He's in civilian clothes and what it looks like a range. I'm like, "What happened, man?" And he holds up a Holosun 509T, probably the industry leading, most popular optic out right now. And he goes, "This thing came off my pistol and hit me in the forehead." I'm like, "Dude, that sucks." And as he's rotating it around, I could see, as the blood's dripping down his face into his eyes, I can see the red dot. I can see the particulate matter of his forehead that's still on the red dot, and it was on an OEM plate, a factory plate. The screws are busted off, and I'm like, "I told you so," and I know that I've sent him some things in the past, and he just didn't use them at this particular time, and he was mad, and so now he's got a scar on his forehead. He's got two busted off screws in his pistol. He can't put a red dot on it. And so we're gonna remedy that for him now, but it's not a matter if you use a, here's the thing about optic mounting plates. If a pistol manufacturer gives you a optics mounting plate for free, you didn't get a deal.
Get what you pay for?
You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
we're very proud of our product. We pay it. We charge a premium for them because there's a lot of testing, a lot of engineering, a lot of history that's went into it. We guarantee them. But if you get a free one, you know, a lot of people like free is for me until it comes off and it whacks you in the forehead. And then you come buy one of ours after we take the screws out of your slide for free. And then we put a plate on it and we send it back to you.
However long your forehead scar takes to heal is up to you, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, sir.
So is what we're going to see from this point on, I mean, a lot, you know, it used to be, now if I send you a gun, and I say I either am sending you the optic or I'm saying, "Can you put this optic on it?" Are you going to cut that for a plate? Or are you going to cut that for the optic and bypass the plate?
Well, it's slide dependent. For example, if you send me a Gen 3 or a Gen 4 Glock that is not optics ready and you want to upgrade it so that you can do the plate system, inevitably we can mill it for the plate system, but we're going to have to move the location of the rear dovetail forward of the optic cut, because what people don't know or understand is that when Glock decided that they were going to get into this red dot market, and they are by bar none, they are the leaders in the industry of the people who kicked it off. But what they did was when they added the optics cut to the top of their slide, in order to do that without getting milling into the safety plunger recess, they had to move the rear dovetail back. I believe it's about 100 thousandths, so that they could fit the optics cut in there. to allow the plate system. So if you send me a slide and you say, hey, I want to put an RMR or a whatever on it, I personally would recommend direct milling it because it is the best mounting method. It's the most secure. This is industry known. Fisher, me, everybody else in the fisher industry says direct mill it. But if you are the pistol aficionado that has to buy the new optic every time one drops on the market because all the footprints are different, you yep. might want to migrate towards the plate system so that you can retrofit it with all these different new shiny toys.
Do people actually do that?
Yes. They I'm shaking my head at you for even asking the question. Yes, every time a new optic comes out, people, instead of just buying a new pistol to put the new optic on, they buy the new optic, and now they have an old optic sitting in a drawer. What are you going to do with that optic? Why don't you just buy a new pistol? And so that you have a pistol for the truck, a pistol for your bedroom, a pistol for your office, a pistol for your wherever. So, yeah, people do that.
See, the reason I ask that is because I see people do that all the time with Apple products, for example. They get the latest every time one comes out, except they don't need it. And I have on my guns, I have a couple of different Holosuns, and I have a Delta Point Pro 2 that you helped me put on, that you directed me to putting it on. And I'll never change them just because they're on there and they work.
Yeah.
If they ever stop working, okay, maybe that's a different story altogether. If they bust up or something, maybe I've got to, you know, send that to you and get you to pull that off surgically and then replace it with whatever the latest hotness is. But I did not know that was a thing.
Yes, I agree. Optics don't wear out, but I will disagree with you. Every time a new iPhone comes out, I do need it. No, I don't want it. I need it. Oh yeah. I have to have it because. The amount of pictures that I take never goes down.
Okay. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Buck Holly from CNH Precision, CHPWS.com. That's where you go. And we're going to talk about some of the other products when we get back besides the because he has done some other innovations out there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the nation, with AAA saying the national average is just below $3.42 a gallon, White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's not much the Biden administration can do to lower gas prices.
We're very concerned about the impact of high energy prices on consumers, especially as we enter the colder months. We just don't have anything right now to announce, but like I said, we're monitoring this and we're working through how we can actually address this.
Gas prices are up 15 cents a gallon from last month. The Mardi Gras parade is returning to New Orleans next year as COVID cases decline across the country. City spokesman Bo Tidwell saying they feel comfortable welcoming the world to Bourbon Street. You're listening to USA Radio News. As vaccine mandates go into effect in Los Angeles City and county workers and their families and friends held a rally in a downtown park near City Hall Monday, protesting the city's strict vaccine mandates. One protester explaining how his stance against the vaccine mandate is costing him his job.
I took a really strong stance, and as of now, I'm actually on suspension as of this month for 30 days. I will be getting a notice of unsatisfactory reprimand and then followed by a termination.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the mandate also includes a requirement for businesses to check the vaccination status of customers. Pfizer is seeking FDA approval of COVID-19 booster shots for all adults ages 18 and up. Right now, individuals must be 65, have a chronic medical condition, or a high-risk job. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. Talking to Buck Holly, he runs something called CNH Precision. And this is where, if you're going to get an optic installed on your gun, this is really where you need to think about going. A lot. And listen, you might even get to join the Boom Squad. But you developed something called the speed feed. What is the speed feed?
Well, the speed feed is really the brainchild of an FBI agent who's a grandmaster USPA, USPSA shooter. I'll leave it at that. Good friend of mine. But ever since the evolution of the Gen 4 and the Gen 5, where there's a cavity in the back of your frame on a Glock. It's hollow. And for years, people thought, well, you know, we'll stick this little plug in there you buy off Amazon for $12 and it's good enough. But they weren't good enough. And for years, people have made these little cheap plastic things that kind of suck. So he took a few of them and he modified them and what he was trying to do was perfect, basically, if you took the feed ramp out of a Remington 700,
right?
It's like where the nose of the bullet feeds up into the chamber. And he wanted to do that to a Glock frame so that when he was speed reloading, the magazine, the top round wouldn't catch on the frame. It wouldn't give him a little hiccup. And he brought me four or five little trinkets that he had played with and conceptualized. And he's like, "Can you fix this? Can you do something with this?" And I was like, "Yes." And 8 months later, I blew him off the first trip. Then we went to lunch, and he asked me again. I'm like, "Fine, I'll do this." So I made one out of aluminum, and I gave it to him. And he goes, "Man, this thing is amazing, but it needs a little tweaking." So we did another one. And 8 months later, we came out with this plug. Some people refer to it as the butt plug. Some people call it the speed feed. Some people call it the plugger, but you insert this. It's made out of plastic. One is made out of brass. One is made out of aluminum. You insert it in the back strap inside the frame, and it's got the perfect angle so that when you speed reload or you drive a magazine into your magwell, you don't get a little hiccup or a catch or a little pause. And secondarily, it prevents debris and water and moisture and stuff from getting up into your trigger mechanism, which that's a fetch. It's a long ways to go for stuff, but it plugs it. The polymer and the aluminum one weigh virtually nothing. They just allow you to speed reload faster. The brass one is phenomenal. It weighs several ounces. It makes your pistol heavier, and it reduces the felt recoil while you're shooting. So we highly advise it for range personnel, people that shoot a lot. USPSA shooters use the brass one. If you're a cop pushing a black and white down the street, use the aluminum one or the polymer one. So it's been a great development. It came out of nowhere, and we capitalized on it, and here we are.
One of the things you also offer, and I can attest to this because I've both ordered stuff from C&H Precision, and I've sent a slide to be worked over by C&H Precision. And you get out there, and you give a pretty fair timeline on how long it's going to take you to get their stuff back to them. How close do you manage to stay to your timeline as stated on your website?
Well, we do. We follow these strict guidelines. If you send in your slide, if you make a purchase from the date that we receive your slide for milling, we say if it's not done in 4 weeks or less, it's free. So, I'm putting my thing out there. You can step on it if you want. Most people in the industry, there are several other phenomenal shops that you can go to for some milling. Call me afterwards, and I'll tell you who they are if you don't want to use us for whatever reason. But most places are 8, 10, 12, 16-week lead times. They're very busy. We are, too. The difference between us and some of the other shops is some of these other shops that are very good have one or two machines. They mill 8, 9, 10 slides a day. We have invested over $6 million in capital equipment over the last 2 years. So formerly, up until a couple months ago when I was on social media, I would post when we would buy a new machine.
Right.
And it was every 60 days to 90 days, a brand new Haas machine was showing up. I've since gotten off social media for personal reasons and quality of life reasons. But we invest nearly every nickel and dime that we make back into the company. We went from 3 to 8 to 30 employees. We went from having one CNC to having 14 of them. And I believe that the only way for rapid growth and to keep your customers happy is to invest in your company and keep pushing the throttle to the floor to get better, to hire more people so that I can improve the quality of life of more people in my community. The more people that are working for me, I need more customers. The more customers that I have, the more people I can hire, the bigger difference I can make in my community.
You also have something called the concierge program, which is it's a flat rate. Looks like you send out a hard case and a return shipping label to your would be client. They ship you your gun or their slide, and you have it. Once you get it, you've got it going back towards them in 5 working days or less, and it's in the hard case, and they get to keep the hard case. And basically, you know, they're just paying for this is. That's about the same as overnight shipping, isn't it? I mean, by the time you think about the case and what it actually takes to what you would actually pay to mail a slide.
It is. So if you've ever paid for a first class ticket, which I have, so you can sit and coach.
Yep.
You can go. I just flew to New Mexico and back. Round trip ticket in coach would have cost me $300, and I paid $1,500 because I want to get on the plane first. I want to have a big comfy seat for me and my significant other. I want to have a couple cocktails, and I'm not saying that money is not an object, but the concierge service was developed by me for people just like me. I want my slide. I don't want to have to go to USPS or UPS to print off a shipping label and put my credit card information.
Right.
I want to buy a service online. The service costs $150 to have your slide mailed, but for an extra $300, I am going to take a brand new case in a brand new box. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to put a personalized signed note in there to you from me. We're going to put a little coffee cup or something else in there. It's a couple little trinkets. We're going to send it to you with some specific instructions. Take out the cup, keep the cup, drink the bourbon, put the slide, put the red dot in there, seal it up, take this label that's already pre-printed and on sticky, send it back to us, and we're going to get it done in 5 days or less and send it back to you.
Hang on right there if you would, Buck. Last break. We'll be right back talking to Buck Holly, CNH Precision. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking to Buck Holly. He is the head of CNH Precision. If you are looking to put a red dot on your gun, whether it's already cut for a red dot or whether you need it to be cut for a red dot, you should be talking to him. CHPWS.com. Now, we're going to go somewhere else, though, because you are a precision shooter of note. What title do you currently hold right now?
Well, as of yesterday, I earned the third place finish in the Precision Rifle Series for Gas Gun, which is a worldwide series. Third place isn't up to my standards. However, when you're beat by a phenomenal young man, Tyler Payne, from the Army Marksmanship Unit, who took first, and another young man, Travis, from Arizona, who shoots three or four or five times a week, and you come in third place out of, 250 people are invited every year to the Super Bowl of Long Range Precision Shooting. I've been shooting in this series for just about 10 years. I've made the finale every single year that I shot. I took last year off because of COVID and work schedule. And to be included in the 250 top shooters in the world every year since I started is, I think it's a feat in and of itself. But precision rifle, we started our company building precision rifles. We don't do it anymore. We're focused on the pistol crowd now. It's a labor of love, but my true passion in life is precision rifle shooting. I don't know why, but it's one of those hobbies or those sports or whatever you want to call it that you can't show up and kind of sort of fake it and get through.
Right.
We've all shot a USPSA match or IDPA match, and you can show up with all the gear and you can go through the motions, and as long as you don't ND or do anything really dumb, you know, people are like, man, you're a pretty good shooter. If you show up at a PRS match with all the right gear and you've never shot a match, people will instantly look at you and A, you're a beginner, or you're a faker, or you're a clown. But so it really quickly separates the men from the boys, the true professionals. It's precision rifle shooting is not a passion for the weak-hearted. You have to be good at math. You have to have extremely excellent vision. You have to see wind. Wind changes, you have to feel it. You have to sense it. You have to pull the right trigger. You have to be, you have to have the right ammo, the right equipment, and the experience. So, you know, it's just something that I've just grown up doing, and I appreciate that everybody I'm there with is not, you know, just, it's not their first rodeo. So that's my thing. That's my thing.
See, the reason I'm curious about this, I'm 60 years old now. I look at Fisher and call him Junior. And, you know, my days of running and gunning are turning more into shuffling and gunning. So I've been thinking maybe I should take up a discipline to where I don't have to change position as often. So to
this is that one. You can, some of the best shooters are in the senior category. There's nothing, yeah. The most strenuous part is getting your gear from the truck to the firing line and then moving it 30 or 40 yards every once in a while. There's no physical requirement to do this. You can be old and fat and lazy like me and still be proficient. You don't have to be quick.
Well, that's good, because the quickness is gone. To that end, yeah. I have built what I call a DMR type rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like what you shoot. I've got a Spikes Tactical AR-15 with an 18-inch barrel. And I've got a very decent scope on it. Probably not nowhere near state-of-the-art, but for my echelon of shooting, it's great. And I put a bipod on it, and I'm going to try to get out. I'm trying to find some ammo that would make sense. I think this is going to be sort of like a 600-yard gun at best, and that's really all I'm thinking about that I'm going to engage at this particular point, just because if I were to get too deep into the whole precision shooting thing, I'd bankrupt myself.
Yeah, you would. So, you know, my advice to you is a big, huge, super extraordinary shout out to my now nearly sole sponsor, Federal Ammunition.
Yeah.
If I were gonna guide you to anything, which I've done in the past, your 5.56 or 223 semi-automatic gun, your Spikes Tactical, put some heavy match ammo in it, some 75, 77 grain, 80 some grain. The heavier, the better. You get into the match calibers, and 600 yards with your AR-15 with some match ammo is child's play. I have a 9-year-old who routinely shoots deer and kills them at 500 yards plus.
I think I've seen that.
Whatever
picture.
Rifle you give her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. But
yeah.
Your gun is very capable of going to a match and having fun. I encourage everyone to take their gun and some ammo and find a PRS one-day match and go show up and tell everybody, I'm here to have fun. I'm new at this. Help me. Don't act like I was in the military and I know everything. And okay, never mind. We won't help you. But if you show up as a novice, and you openly say, I've never done this. It looks really fun. Will you guys help me? Dudes will be throwing gear at you. Try this. Do this. Here, let me assist you. They want you to succeed because they want you to have fun, and they want you to help grow our very small community.
Yeah. I'm gonna look into that. And there will be some field trips because CNH is just across the border here. So I got a couple of projects I'm going to bring you. I'm going to bring you a Canic that's already cut for an optic and let you explain to me why your plates are better than the ones that come with Canic. I know that's going to be the case. And I'm also going to bring you a gun to cut the optic in. And while we're walking around, we'll be exploring what it means to be part of the Boom Squad. In order to be in the Boom Squad, of course, you have to go to chpws.com and look at some of the stuff and try to get involved with the Boom Squad. I heartily endorse it, as a matter of fact. And you, do you still have ammo for sale?
I do. Right now, the only thing I have in stock is 55 grain Federal full metal jacket. I just got notification today. You know, I take it when I can get it, but I'm getting a pallet of 12 gauge double odd buck, .223, which here in South Georgia is what a lot of people hunt deer with. But, you know, I never really know what I'm going to get. Federal and Hornady call me once a month and like, hey, you owe us $50,000 or $500,000 and we're going to send you some ammo. And my next question is, what am I getting? And I'm happy to get anything. So right now I have 55 grain Federal full metal jacket at the industry lowest price. You can go to ammoseek.com. You can see where we're compared. We're 10 cents lower than everybody else on the internet. Soon I'll have some 12 gauge, and about once every 2 or 3 months I'll get an entire tractor trailer full, 26 pallets of 9mm. And if you are not Johnny on the spot, or if you're not on our email list, you will not get notification, and we will sell an entire tractor trailer load, 26 pallets, which is about 1,800 cases. It typically sells in about 60 minutes or less.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me today. This is not the last time you will hear from Mr. Holly. He will be back. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.